朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
那么我们的教会，有一些的家庭弟兄姊妹都还没有机会和大家见面，好好的聊一聊。
And there are so many brothers and sisters in the church that I haven't had a chance to visit and get to know.
这是一个很大的挑战，也是一个很新的挑战，以前从来没有遇到过这种情况。
And this is definitely a very major challenge and a new one. We never really encountered difficulties like this before.
更不要说对一个刚刚来到教会新的牧师。
And especially for a pastor who's just come to a new congregation.
第二个挑战是什么呢？
What is the second challenge?
今年美国实在是不平安。
Well, this year America has definitely had a lot of societal unrest.
社会的动荡。
A lot of societal unrest.
包括今年的大选也是前无古人，不知道有没有后有来者。
And so also the election itself was very uncertain.
直到现在大选都还没有尘埃落定。
And at this point it still hasn't yet really settled down.
在很多的教会里面，今年这一场的社会政治的状况也带来很大的冲击。
And for many churches, the culture war this year has led to a lot of challenges.
第三个就是一来我们这个职堂啊，实际上我还没有来的时候，我们已经就箭在弦上。
And the third issue, of course, was the church plan. I mean, before I even came, this had already been in the works.
不是不得不发，是整装待发了。
It was in the process of happening.
啊，那么这个职堂是很好的事情，但同时可能也会有许多的挑战。
And establishing this church plan was truly a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it will bring many challenges.
那我原来说呢，有这三个挑战。
Now, first I said there were these three challenges.
现在还有第四个挑战。
Now we also have a fourth challenge.
我们没有想到啊，这个我们职堂刚刚开始，现在就摆在我们面前有很大的需要，是场地的需要。
We haven't thought of it at the time, but now as we start to establish this church plan, we suddenly need a place to hold our meetings.
等一下问题解答的时候，同工们会更多的跟大家分享，这确实现在是很重要的这样的一个时候。
In a moment during the Q&A time, we will share more with the brothers and sisters about what an important time this is.
那么呢，这个买教堂这件事情，对很多教会来说都是不容易的。
Now, for many churches, this is a very difficult issue.
我常常说，在北美华人教会啊，国内我们不说，北美华人教会两大这个 church killer.
I often say that amongst North American Chinese churches, there are two big church killers.
啊，一个就是买堂或者建堂。
The first is buying or building a church.
第二就是聘牧。
And the second is finding a pastor.
啊，或者是牧者的离开。
Or a pastor leaving.
这个常常是给教会带来非常大的冲击。
Oftentimes, this is what brings the major challenges to the church.
所以我最近在主面前很多很多的祷告，弟兄姊妹。
So recently, I've been spending a lot of time before the Lord praying.
不容易。
This is not easy.
但是在这个不容易当中，更加挑战我们。
But in the midst of this difficulty, what continues to challenge us?
挑战我们的灵力。
It challenges our spiritual walk.
挑战我们的信心。
It challenges our faith.
也挑战我们在主里面的合一。
It challenges our oneness in Christ.
我在这里也是请求弟兄姊妹们。
And so now I also ask the brothers and sisters.
为我们的职堂来祷告。
That you would pray for our church plant.
为我们的这个买这个教堂，虽然不是教堂，是一个比较大的一个房子，但是非常的适合教堂的聚会。
That you would pray for this large house that really is very well suited to church gatherings.
啊，现在那个 community center 已经刚两次聚会就已经满了。
So the last two times when we had services in the community center, they were already full.
这个聚会那个房间25个人，已经现在就25个人在里面了。
Oh, so the room only allows 25 people.
啊，那么等一下同工们会再详细的来回答这些方面的问题。
Now in a moment, the coworkers will respond to these questions in more detail.
那么还有一点，就是我们这样一个 CCMC 的大家庭，弟兄姊妹同心合意来成就这件事情。
And so the other issue is whether the brothers and sisters of CCMC will be able to come together, and with one heart and mind address this issue.
差派出去那些弟兄姊妹不是走了就不要我们了。
It's not like the brothers and sisters that we sent down to carry just left and don't need us anymore.
同时，我们这个大哥哥在这里的啊，我们的这个母堂啊，长兄为父，我们也不是把他们送去，我们就不管了。
At the same time, us as elder brothers, we aren't just sending them out and then ignoring them.
在前方为主开疆扩土不容易。
It is difficult to break into new soil for the Lord.
我以前参与职堂。
I've also taken part in church plants before.
我和弟兄姊妹有分享。
And I can share with the brothers and sisters.
如果有机会可以给大家讲这个职堂事工的这个眼泪的话，我能给你讲三天三夜。
That if I had time to share about the tears and the pain and the suffering of establishing a church, I could share for 3 days and 3 nights.
但是另一方面，如果给你讲职堂的喜乐，给你讲五天五夜。
That if I was able to share about the joys of church planting, well, it would take 5 days and 5 nights.
但是职堂不单单只是那一群人的事情。
But establishing a church plant is not just the concern of those who have gone down to carry.
是我们整个 CCMC 大家庭，我们这个宣教的教会 Mission Church， 我们所领受的使命。
It is the commission that all of us as a mission church have received.
撒母耳记上第三十章第二十三到二十五节。
So for First Samuel chapter 30:23.
在这里有一个非常重要的属灵的原则。
There's an extremely important spiritual principle contained here.
在前方上阵打仗的。
Those that go down to battle.
他们得多少
？How much do they receive?
在后方看守器具的也得多少？大家平分。
That they receive just as much spoil as those who stay behind.
所以用英文讲 ，We are all in this.
So in English, we are all in this.
我们是一起来同心合意的在征战。
Together as one man, we are fighting.
我们也共同从我们的主那里来得到奖赏。
And we will receive from the Lord together.
而且弟兄姊妹们，当我们一起来征战的时候
，As we fight together,
我们突然就发现
，We will realize,
我们在 Durham 这个地方
，That here in Durham,
我们实际上这里好像是大后方，但同时也是一个战场。
That while it seems like we're in the back of the lines, in reality, this is also a fighting zone.
那些在前方拓展的弟兄姊妹，他们那种面对困难啊，这个勇敢上的精神，也能够来激励我们。
That the brothers and sisters who are out in the front line, their spirit can also encourage us.
更勇敢的为主传福音。
That we can share the gospel more boldly.
建造教会。
And establish the church.
好的，我们继续往下看。
May we continue to see, look forward.
这个时间关系呢，这一页我们先把它暂时跳过，下次讲到的时候我们会着重来看。
So we're going to skip over 14 a little bit.
我们来和大家谈谈这两个老人的故事吧。
So let's talk about the story of two old men.
在第十四章，现在我们看三章啊，十三、十四、十五章。
So here in chapter 14, we'll be looking at chapter 13, 14, and 15.
开始分地了。
So they've started to divide up the land.
这时候呢，犹大支派来见约书亚了。
At this time, the territory of Judah comes, or the tribe of Judah comes to see Joshua.
那么犹大支派当中呢，有一个人叫做加勒。
So here in the tribe of Judah, there was one person, named Caleb.
他就对约书亚讲了。
And he comes and he speaks to Joshua.
一开口，哇，原来我们知道这个加勒那时候已经多大岁数呢
？And as soon as he starts to speak, we realize how old Caleb is.
多大岁数啊，弟兄姊妹们？这边我们有英文啊，因为这个今天经文比较多，所以我们就只能够中文一张啊，英文一张来回换。
And so here we have the English here up on the slide, and we see that he was 85.
他说我现在已经85岁了。在所有的这些进迦南地打仗的这些以色列士兵当中，就这么两个老头。
So amongst all of the soldiers in Israel, there was only these two older people.
约书亚和加勒，是不是啊
？Joshua and Caleb.
其他那些都倒闭旷野了吗？您二十岁开外都倒闭旷野了。
Everyone else had died in the wilderness.
这个，所以约书亚他讲这段话，这个加勒跟约书亚讲这段话是什么意思呢
？So when Caleb is speaking like this to Joshua, what is he talking about?
他在回顾四十五年以前在加利斯马巴尼亚。
He's thinking back to 45 years ago, when he was back in Kadesh Barnea.
那时候他们走了两年，从埃及走了两年，就已经来到迦南地的边上了。
At this point, they've already walked. At that point, they had walked 2 years from Egypt up into the border of the Promised Land.
约书亚从每个摩西从每个支派当中挑选一个精兵。
And so Moses chose one soldier from each tribe.
组成一个侦察兵小分队。
And so he put it into a scouting party.
在迦南地从南到北，从北到南走了40天回来。
And so they went into the land of Canaan, they went up and down and all throughout it for 40 days and then came back.
回来这12个探子就开始报信了。
And so once they came back, these 12 spies began to report.
有个好消息，有个坏消息。
And there was some good news and some bad news.
好消息是什么呢？
What was the good news?
说啊，这个果然是流奶与蜜之地啊。
Well, this really is a land flowing with milk and honey.
啊，你看那两个人抬一大串的葡萄，这多沉多大。
See the two of them carrying this huge vine of grapes.
坏消息是什么呢？
What's the bad news?
哎呀，我们看到那个地方啊，咱们打不下来。
Wow, this land is too tough. We won't be able to conquer it.
城墙高大坚固。
They have these tall, very strong city walls.
哎呦，住在里面那个亚纳人都是巨人呢。
And inside they're living the Anakim.
那么就在这个时候。
And at this point,
十个探子报恶信的时候，
when 10 of the spies are reporting this kind of bad news,
请大家注意一个细节，
and let us notice one little detail,
很重要的细节，
it's a very important detail.
谁先讲话的？
Who spoke first?
谁先讲话的？给大家看这个中文，我们英文中文来回换啊。是约书亚先讲话的，还是加勒先讲话的？
Did Joshua speak first or did Caleb speak first?
加勒，对不对？加勒
Caleb who spoke first.
加勒首先站出来，十个探子都报恶信。
So when 10 of the spies were all saying how awful and impossible it was, Caleb was the first one to stand forth.
这时整个老百姓都沸腾了。
At this point, the entire congregation of Israel is giving up.
这个沸腾不是说我们进去得，而是怎么样，心消化了，赶快撤吧。
And they're saying, oh no, we got to get out of here, let's flee.
加勒说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
Caleb said, let's go up right away, we can totally beat them.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
解经家告诉我们加勒和约书亚实际上如果从这个属灵的程度对神的心意的体贴上面谁更胜一筹呢
So commentators will ask you know, which of the two Caleb or Joshua which one had greater faith
加勒还是约书亚
Was it Caleb or Joshua
是加勒他先讲话的
Caleb, He spoke first
但是加勒宝贵的地方是
But where the most important aspect of Caleb's testimony,
他甘心地跟从了。
But he was willing to follow after Joshua.
45年啊。
For 45 years.
神没有让加勒做领袖，让约书亚做领袖。
God did not allow Caleb to be the leader. He allowed Joshua. Caleb didn't say.
主啊，你看是我先站出来的哈。
Didn't say, Lord, look, I was the first one to step forward.
哎，你应该让我去做领袖啊。
Hey, you should let me be the leader.
那我也是这个犹大支派的哟。
Hey, I am also of the tribe of Judah.
没有加勒甘心的跟随。
No, Caleb was willing to follow.
进了迦南地又跟着一起打了七年。
And then after he'd entered the land of Canaan, he was willing to fight for 7 years.
所以现在85岁嘛。
And so now he's 85.
旷野漂流又漂流38年，再加上七年，又多了45年。
So he walked in the wilderness with Israel for another 38 years, then he crosses over into Canaan and then fights for another 7 years, so he's up to 85.
那么请大家来注意这一段话，加勒跟约书亚两位老人的对话。
So let's look at this conversation in chapter 14, verses 6, between Caleb and Joshua.
有人说，哎呀，加勒呀，你这个不够意思。
So some people will say, oh wow, Caleb, come on.
啊，怎么不够意思呢？刚一开始分地，你看你这个牛大支派，你带头出来先要。
So you're just starting to divide up the land.
要注意两点。
So let's notice two aspects.
第一点，我们刚才说，加勒甘心的跟随，已经跟随45年，现在85岁。
First, let's notice that Caleb has willingly been playing second fiddle for 45 years.
再一个，请大家注意，他来要的是什么地呀？
And notice what land he wants.
他要的是个最难打的那个地。
He wants really the hardest to conquer part of the territory.
就是当时那十个探子举例说，咱们甭打了。
It was the area that the spies had previously said were not going to fight. It's a place where we have a lot of giants.
我们一看到他们，我们心就消化了。
As soon as we see them, our hearts melt like water.
加勒跟约书亚要的就是那个地。
Well, the land that Caleb wants from Joshua is exactly that territory.
亚纳人的城池。
It's the cities of Anakim.
希伯伦。
Zebulun.
约书亚说：“这块地给你。”
And Joshua says, "Sure, let's give this land to you."
那么约书亚这个加勒在讲到当时那个场景的时候，他提了三次，我们这里呢把他都 highlight 出来。
And so three times here as Caleb is speaking, he says the following.
解经上有一个非常重要的原则，就是在短短一个篇幅当中，如果一句话、一个概念、一个词多次出现，不是浪费笔墨，是在强调。
Now there's a very important principle of interpretation that if in a short space the same phrase or word appears multiple times, it's not a waste of ink. There's a reason for it.
加勒说了三次, Holy follow the Lord, my God. Holy follow the Lord, my God. Holy follow the Lord, my God.
加勒说三次讲, 我全心跟随我的主。
感谢主。 我全心跟随我的神, 我全心跟随我的主。 连着讲三次。
It says it three times.
然后加勒说, 我那个时候力量怎样, 我现在85岁, 我力量还是怎样。
And Caleb says, just as my strength was then, I have the same strength now.
我不要别的, 我就要亚大人那个城池。
I want that land of Anakim.
若不是被十个探子和这60万不信从的以色列这个会众的耽误, 早就已经把这个城池拿下来了。
If it hadn't been for the 10 spies in the unbelieving congregation of Israel, we would have long since already taken this.
加勒什么都没说, 这时候他站出来, 我要去得。
And so Caleb hadn't said anything, and then at this point he steps forward and says, I want to get this land.
而对比一看呢, 你看看那个十个探子, 当时他们怎么说呢? 每次我读到这个地方, 我就觉得好笑。
And if you compare every time that the 10 spies spoke of this land, I find it really entertaining.
啊, 这个民数记第13章那个记载的。
And here in Numbers verses 13, chapter 13.
加勒说,我们上去足能得那地,然后那个探子说, no, 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 咱们可别去。
And so Caleb says, let's go up, the Lord will give us the land, and the 10 spies says, no, 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 let's not do that.
据我们看,自己就如蚱蜢一样。
In our own eyes, we appeared as locusts before them.
据他们看,我们也是如此。
And in their eyes, we also appeared as such.
那如果要是你在自己眼中看自己,你都像蚱蜢一样,别人看你肯定是蚱蜢。
So if in your own eyes you look like grasshoppers, you definitely aren't going to look like grasshoppers to those facing you.
我们面前的巨人,
the giants before us.
我们面前的约旦河,
the Jordan River before us.
都是那恶者强敌摆在我们面前, 让我们胆怯, 让我们退后的。
They are all the things that the enemy has laid before us to try to get us to be cowardly and retreat backwards.
我们能力够不够呢?
Is our strength sufficient?
我们真的不够。
Well, it's definitely not.
我们软弱不软, 真的软弱。
Are we weak? Yes, we are weak.
我们年龄大不大呢? 大。
Are we getting old? Yeah, we are getting old.
啊, 但是,
But,
等一下我们回应诗歌就要唱了。
In a moment, we'll be singing in our response hymn.
别人看到都是巨人。
What everyone else sees is giants.
加勒说, 我专心跟从耶和华我的神, 他看到的是主。
What Caleb says is I have wholeheartedly followed the Lord. What he saw was the Lord. It's not what I can do. It's what the Lord will do through us, these limited people. The same principle applies when we're establishing a new church. Missionary work is the same.
买一个新的教堂,摆在教会面前一个挑战,
Buying a new church building and having that kind of a challenge before the people is the same thing.
我和我的太太在主的面前也在认真地祷告。
Me and my wife have also prayed before the Lord.
神要我们奉献多少, 摆上多少。
How much does the Lord want us to give to this?
我们的祷告还不是说, 主我要给你多少。
Our prayer is not so much, Lord, how much do I want to give?
而是主啊,你要给多少, 通过我们来给。
It's Lord, how much do you want to give through us?
因为我们所有的一切都是属于主的。
Because all we have is His.
对,我们的奉献也不是我在做奉献, 是神要通过我来祝福这个事工。
So my own offering is not really what I'm giving, it's what the Lord is deciding to give through me.
我记得我们以前的教会, 我以前的教会在2012年买教堂的时候。
I remember my previous church bought a church building in 2012.
那时候教会 人也不是很多。
At that time, the church didn't have a whole lot of people.
最多的时候, 这个成人也不过就是80个人。
The most we had maybe 80 people.
啊, 而且呢, 还有一些的学生, 学生团体, 做学生事工。
And many of them were students as well.
而且当地的这个人员流动性非常的大, 几年就换一批, 教会大部分人都是新人。
And there was a really, really high turnover rate. Every year, you were getting significant numbers of people coming and going.
在那时候我们用了多年的一个美国教堂也是不能用了。
At that time, we had for many years used an American church building, and we were no longer able to.
那我们要去买一个教堂。
Now, if we needed to buy a church,
哦,对我们这个教会挑战非常的大。
That was a really big challenge for our church.
我们是一个职堂的教会。
We were a mission church.
大家的年龄,信主的年龄都比较年轻。
Everyone was fairly young in the faith.
以中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹为主的。
Most of them were brothers and sisters from the mainland.
啊，那这个有的时候和一些牧者同工一开会分享，就说这个大陆来的弟兄姊妹呢，一个就信主快。
Sometimes the coworkers would share that brothers and sisters from the mainland they believe very quickly.
第二个很能说。
They're also really good at talking.
啊，脑子都很好使，一套一套的。
They're really smart and they're able to think really quickly.
第三个不奉献。
And thirdly, they don't give any money.
我们这个不是完全不奉献，奉献的不够。
It's not that they entirely didn't give any money, they just didn't give much.
那这个，因为我自己也从中国大陆来的，我觉得这个老实讲啊。
Now because I also was originally from the mainland.
所以那时候我们这个买教堂的这个施工，哎呀，不是没有艰难，不是没有巨人。
So at the time, establishing this new congregation, it was not without challenge, it was not without its giants.
当时我们说我们这个事工叫做 faith building.
So at the time, we called it faith building.
一方面是买一个 building, 另外一方面也是通过买教堂让我们信心得到建造。
On the one hand, we're buying a building, on the other hand, through this process, we're establishing our own faith.
最后长话短说我们没有从银行借一分钱。
So to make a long story short, we didn't borrow any money from the bank.
大部分都是弟兄姊妹现金的奉献。
Most of it was in cash from the offerings of the brothers and sisters.
不到一百万，接近一百万的这样一个教堂。
It was almost $1 million.
六十五万我们是现金的奉献，在短短的两三个月当中，我们就筹到了。
$650,000 was in cash, and we were able to achieve that with just a few months of giving.
另外还有二十多万是从弟兄姊妹手中来借款。
So $27,000 is also borrowed from the brothers and sisters.
有的人比如说有这个以后儿女教育的这个基金呢、啊，那么现在暂时不用，借给教会。
So some brothers and sisters had college funds, and since they didn't need them yet, they were able to loan them to the church.
这样这件事情就做成了。
And so we were able to do this ministry.
所以我也是为我们凯瑞这个买教堂这件事情来祷告。
So I also pray for our Carey Church plan.
盼望我们也是不从银行借一分钱。
Hoping that we do not have to borrow any money from the bank.
而是我们大家这个真金白银的我们的奉献摆上。
And that brothers and sisters would be able to give generously to it.
甚至你说我愿意借款给教会，这也是一种的参与。
Even if you're just saying I'm able to loan money to the church, well, that's also taking.
让我们一起来战胜这个巨人。
That we might be able to together conquer this giant.
取得胜利。
And become successful.
啊，我知道时间已经差不多了。
I know there are times about over.
呀，那么呢？我这里呢就暂不分享，下次再给大家分享一个很令人感动的一位老牧者，现在已经70岁了，还在职场，这是他第三个教堂。
So I'd like to briefly share a story, and I'll share more completely later. It's a 70-year-old pastor who's still planting churches.
最后我们看这个属灵的传承和赐福。
And so we see the spirit inheritance of spiritual blessing.
加勒得下来希伯伦。
So Caleb received Zebulun.
加勒继续来攻打这个迦南地的这个强敌的时候。
So as Caleb continued to fight these enemies down in the south of Canaan,
啊，有一位年轻人。
There was a younger man.
啊，这位年轻人呢
？And so this younger man,
那我叫俄陀涅。
Was named
在这里有啊。
I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
Othniel. 啊
，Othniel.
啊，这个俄陀涅呢是士师记里面第一个士师。
He was the first judge in Judges.
啊，那么他就继续来打败强敌。加勒把女儿嫁给他。
And so he continues to fight and defeat and other enemies, and so eventually Caleb's daughter is given to him in marriage.
老人家也得胜，但不是总是老人家，这个年轻的一代也站起来。
So it wasn't just the older people who were standing up; the younger generation also was.
得到属灵的传承和赐福。
And they were receiving the spiritual inheritance.
哦，还有一点很宝贵，很宝贵。
And there's also a very precious.
如果你仔细看加勒这样一位属灵的伟人。
If you look in detail at Caleb,
好多可以值得我们学习的。
There are many good things we can learn.
加勒把这个希伯伦打下来多不容易。
So after they had defeated the enemies in Zebulun,
后来他却把这个希伯伦给了祭司亚伦的子孙，使他成为一个逃城。
So later on, he actually gave it to the Levites to be a city of refuge.
他自己住在郊野。
And so he himself lived out in the wilderness, not wilderness, in the outskirts.
这是老加勒的生命。
And this was the life of Caleb.
不是我们自己，而是主。
It's not about ourselves, it's about the Lord.
我们不能再讲了，这样时间已经到了。
So time's up, so I won't be able to talk anymore.
让我们一起靠耶稣得到真正的安息，同时我们提醒要竭力进入那安息。
while us together through the Lord enter into true rest, and let us be diligent to enter into that rest.
让我们效法迦勒，老当益壮。
Let us follow the example of Caleb and bravely follow after the Lord at any age.
专心跟从主，为主得未得之地。
And let us focus on following the Lord and conquering the land for the Lord.
让我们也知道十五灵的传承。
And let us know that there is such a thing as a spiritual inheritance.
今天我们的征战。
Our fight today.
今天我们的得胜。
Our triumphs today.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的见证。
Our brothers and sisters, our testimony today.
都摆在下一代的面前。
Is all laid out before the next generation.
我们就是他们的榜样。
We are their example.
我们要传递一个什么样的榜样？
What kind of an example do we want to give them?
和什么样的祝福
？What kind of a blessing?
最后我们来背诵民数记十四章第八节，好不好？我们一起来读：耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地。我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们力量软弱有限。
Lord, our strength is limited.
我们面对强敌。
And we are facing a very strong enemy.
我们好像也一天一天的老去。
Lord, day by day we are growing older.
但是主，我们感谢你，我们的里面却一天新似一天。
Lord, we thank you that day by day we are being renewed.
像那年老的迦勒一样。
Even as the Caleb in his old age.
永远单单仰望主。
That we may forever only look to the Lord.
我们的里面还是那的年轻。
Lord, within you we are still young.
永远来为主征战。
May we forever fight for you.
求主大大的祝福我们 CCMC.
Lord, may you bless CCMC.
让我们从一个胜利到另一个胜利。
That we may go from triumph to triumph.
让我们不管是在多伦堂，不管是在 Carry 堂。
Regardless of whether we are in Durham or in Carry.
让我们手牵手，心连心。
May we go hand in hand and heart with heart.
来为主开疆扩土。
May we continue to break into new land for the Lord.
令人得救。
That we may lead people to Christ.
建造主的教会。
That we may establish the church.
求主也祝福我们买教堂的施工。
Lord, I pray that you would bless our efforts to buy a church building.
愿你的名得到一切的荣耀。
Lord, may your name receive all glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。